Hello and welcome to Colin Bradley Artcast. I'm Stephen Bradley.
And I'm Colin Bradley.
How you doing, Dad?
All right, see. Very well. Thank you. Yes.
Good, good, good. You had a busy week?
We have been quite busy, yes. No, not necessarily with the my art side. It's personal, and we've been flying around and and doing a little bit to our new area downstairs. On the ground floor, and that's coming along nicely. So, we're keeping pretty busy, yes.
Good, 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 good. Excellent, excellent. Well, our pantomime finishes at this weekend. It's the last weekend. And we have agreed to do next year's pantomime. So we've got our work cut out for us again. But yeah, otherwise things are all good here, just working hard and ploughing on and yeah, it's all sort of same. Nothing really changing other than the baby's growing up. Elowyn's crawling now. In the last week, she started crawling. So it's yeah, I suppose not a lot going on with us, but a lot going on with her.
Of course. Well, she's a very, very important part of your family now, and you must concentrate. And what we see of her, on the videos, she's absolutely delightful, and it brings it all back. I mean, I've had four children, and it all brings it comes back again in each one. And we're kind of now with Aurora, Vicky's little girl, and she came yesterday to see us. She's so lovely, but she's about 15 months between Elowyn and Aurora. But we can now see things that Aurora did that Elowyn's now starting to do. So it's like starting all over again. It's lovely, lovely, lovely. And we really enjoyed ourselves. And she's a delightful little baby. You're very, very, very fortunate to have one son, a little daughter like that. She's lovely.
Yeah, we do feel very lucky, and it's getting better and better every day. It's more and more enjoyable. It's just it's amazing. It's just a great, you can't explain it. It's so hard to put into words just the
No,
experience, the
I
whole
do know
experience.
that. But when you talk to people, other people that have had children, they understand that fully. They can see where you're coming from. It's when you talk to people that haven't got children, they probably find that difficult to get their head round. But when you can talk to people that have got children or had children, then you they it you've got something in common with them, and they can see that. Then it's a lovely thing, having a family.
Yeah, it is. It really is. It's gives you just a different sense of purpose. Something just unlocks. Anyway, I could talk about this all day, but we've got more important things to discuss. So we've got some emails that have come in, some questions. So I'll start with that. And we had an email come in from one of our members, Laura. And Laura's listened to the motivational podcast. Well, she listens every week to the podcast, and she's written us this email. Hi, Colin and Steve. It's been quite a while since I've done any art, but I wanted to share how you helped me again. I started my last project in June 2022, and then it sat and sat. Fortunately, I have an art area that I keep my work on so that I don't have to put all my supplies away. Unfortunately, it became a constant reminder of how long it had been every time I saw it. I knew that eventually my art spark would return, so I tried to not let it stress me. I have been busy doing other hobbies, but couldn't figure out why I didn't want to make any time to do any more art and just had zero motivation to complete it. But I kept listening to your podcasts because there is always an underlying encouragement in those conversations. I heard the recent question about lost motivation, and I knew just what they were feeling and thought, wow, it's not just me. And of course, the longer the time was going on without drawing, the little doubt seed was growing. What if, when I finally do go back, I've forgotten everything I learned? And then it started to worry me. Well, the other day I was asked to do a commission of a pet from a past client, and I looked at the so-so photo and realized it was a dog type that I hadn't done before. And of course, I hesitated. but I didn't want to let her down, especially with a heartfelt email explaining that the pet had just passed away. So I quickly sat down and started watching Colin's short lesson on the poodle. Within minutes, his soothing voice and all the pasture chores I had done with him before had come flooding back to my mind, and I recognised all the various techniques that he taught that I could also apply to this photo. I did a small practice one, and when I was confident that I had the techniques right, I did the final one. Of course, I can see things that I can improve, but I could not be happier, and I could not be more thankful for all that Colin has taught me. My spark has come back in full force, and I have my next one all ready to go. So thanks again, Colin and Steve, for every technique and every bit of advice you sneakily snuck in my head so that I can pull from it when needed. I will be always grateful for you and your teaching, Laura. Lovely email. Thanks, Laura. And I asked Laura if we could read that out because it's an example of how people aren't alone. They might feel like they are the only one that is going through something. And that's why Vincent's email from our previous podcast was so important, that we wanted to share that that lack of motivation and how to get that spark back. And it's helped Laura, and she's been able to crack on with a commission and do a really lovely job. And she did a really lovely picture for a client. So, yeah, great job. It's also interesting. I find that there's so many students that say that they have like a Colin inside their head that talks to them whilst they're doing their work. It's so funny, isn't it, Dan?
Well, I think it's lovely for me, particularly to hear that, because all the work that I do and all my motivation is to motivate them, and I'm conscious of that when I'm doing the artwork. I do try to express that in the artwork so people can pick it up. You know, I don't talk to them, I talk with them, and I do try to be like that, you know, as though they're alongside me and say, look, watch this, see how this is done. So that's just a technique that I was lucky enough to fall upon. And but I do understand where she's coming from. I can't say it's ever happened to me, probably because when I first started, I was motivated to start with, you know, to get the business off the ground. And then in the end, the art took over. And I've never had that loss, if you like, of spark, or the spark that Laura's talking about. But that's probably because I've been doing it a long time, and you know, it's part of me. So I don't think I can probably fully understand that, but it's lovely to see that it can come back. And as you say, if I help and she picks that up from my voice, or you know, my techniques, it's wonderful. And that's what it's all about. That's why I'm doing it.
Absolutely, yeah. And I just thought it was a really great example, and Laura's done everything right here in terms of being able to not only have, you know, had the experience of watching and doing enough tutorials, that you have that inner voice, inner Colin voice that helps guide you. You know, you're calling upon those, that experience that you've had doing the classes, but also to be confronted with a picture that you're unsure or hesitant about doing, and then looking to our website as a sort of archive of techniques and information, and pulling from that what you need, and then practicing that technique on a spare bit of paper first, so that you can really nail that and hone that skill, and then you're prepared to do the task at hand, the commission that Laura was presented with. So I just thought that was a really lovely example of how our school can help, you know, even those that have done, like Laura's done loads and loads and loads of classes, she's very experienced. So I just thought I'd share that as well, because people might draw inspiration from that approach as well, and try and emulate that. It's something we've always vouched for and said that's how it can help people. So well done. Well done, Laura. Okay, moving on to a couple of other questions. This one came in from YouTube from Francesca. And Francesca writes, hello, Colin. Is pastel matte necessary for coloured pencils and the technique using solvent? Or will any paper do? So,
do you want me to answer?
Go ahead.
Well, no, it not no, not any paper won't do. No, you've got to be careful that it will take the water. I mean, this is what we're using. Well, not the water, the spirit that I use, sorry. Because otherwise, if it's too thin, for instance, it will just soak it up and it won't flow. So anything watercolor or watercolor paper will probably work okay. And the reason I use the pastel mat, I came across it by accident, really. I started using the colored pencil on our watercolor paper that we have, and it worked. But having tried pastel mat, I thought, no, I'll give this a go. It may work. I wasn't absolutely sure it would when I first started, but it works very well because one of the great things you get there is you get the texture. It's like a bite that pastel mat's got, and it's unique. I mean, it's wonderful for pastel, as we all know. But I wondered whether it would work with colour pencil, and it did very well. So that was really an accident that I came across the pastel mat. But no, the answer to that is no, you don't. You can try, but I would try it first. Use the solvent and the coloured pencils, even if you're just doodling. Don't do any major picture. Just doodle, and you'll know if you got it right. But you can't use paper that doesn't is not, substantial enough to take wetness, even though it's not water. It's still wet. I mean, I haven't never tried watercolor paints on pastel mat. I haven't tried that. But then you could argue, well, I don't need to, because I've done enough watercolor now, and I know that watercolor paper, and I like the smooth watercolor paper. I don't like the rough watercolor paper. Ockingford is one that I know a lot of people use. I don't like that. I find it, probably because of the techniques I use, it tends to, fall into the little bumps, and you don't get an evenness. So I prefer that. So no. So the answer is no. You have to use something that would accept the solvent and the water. But
A thicker
I think
paper.
try it.
Yeah, the pastel mat's thick, isn't it? And because of the nature of the paper, it can take a lot of pastel layers, and it can take a lot of coloured pencil layers. It's still taking on that material, emulsifying it, going on top of that. So you've got to consider that. Okay. Lovely. Thank you, Francesca. Hope that's helpful. Moving on, another question from Sujanath on YouTube. Colin, you said if you continued watercolour, you would have got bored. Can I ask what particularly in watercolour was boring or frustrating? I'm asking this as I'm on the verge of leaving watercolours. My frustration is maintaining light of paper and the speed of which I have to paint. So let's talk about that.
Yes, well, absolutely, and yes, you do have to be very mindful of the fact that you've got to. If you start with watercolor, you've got to carry on. You can't just, oh, I'll leave it like I can with a pastel pencil, just put it down and come back half an hour later and pick up where you left it. Doesn't work with watercolor. You've got to finish. If you're doing a sky, the sky has got to be complete in one go. You can't mess about with it. And no, why do I say that? Well, I say it because look at all the subjects I've done, the portraits, the animals, all sorts of different kinds of landscapes, which wouldn't necessarily lend themselves to the typical watercolor technique. And I wanted to do it all. I like the variety, and with the watercolor you're restricted to that. I like watercolor. I spent the first few years just doing watercolor, but had I continued, I would have fallen in the same trap that I've seen other people. In other words, they keep repeating the same thing over and over again. Instead of the rocks over here, they put them over here, and they make some bigger and then some smaller. You know what I mean? That's if you're, of course, you're doing it from memory or as you go along, which I know a lot of artists do. And I think that would have bored me to tears, to be honest, just to keep doing that. I mean, even now, as you know, I move from landscape to animals and then on to still life. And I've done a couple recently. We haven't seen them yet, but they're coming up, where it's so refreshing to do something different. And could I have done certainly one of them? I couldn't have done it in watercolour. There's no way. I had to use the pastel pencil for it. I suppose in coloured pencils and watercolour are not dissimilar, in the way I do it anyway. So if you feel that you're not working with the watercolour or it's not satisfying you, you could go into coloured pencil with solvent, because it's a similar idea, but you get a little bit more. A little bit more variety, and you've got to think about it. With watercolour, you don't necessarily have to think, you just have to do it according to the techniques.
Is it also more flexible in terms of having more control, perhaps the different subjects and things like that? With coloured pencil, you're still, you're not quite as limited, would you say?
Oh, absolutely. And you can put that down and pick that up again. You can do that with that, where you not so much with watercolour, because you're working on a palette that you've worked out. I mean, I do, I don't ever do a picture right through, but I'll always finish a section. I won't leave it in midstream and then carry on. And so I can understand that if especially in what we do, where we move from different mediums. But I can see where she's coming from. I do have, and I have sympathy with it. Because if you've been using watercolour, and you've got to say, well, I've got to buy pastel pencils, or I've got to buy the coloured pencils or whatever. And they're not cheap to do if you have never tried that. The other thing you can do, and this is something that might be worth considering, you can use the pastel pencil on top of watercolour. I've done that a few of my pictures, I've done that too, and it works very well. So it kind of, that changes it slightly.
Might spice things up a bit, might make it a bit more interesting again, give you a different layer, Yeah, it's a good shout. Yeah, I'd forgotten that you did that. Yeah, there are a few classes as well on our, and I think there may be a clip on YouTube of you using pencils over the top. And yeah, that's a good idea. That might make it a bit more interesting.
Although having said that, I wouldn't necessarily want necessarily to do it again. I've done it, been there, done that, worked okay, but I wouldn't necessarily do it again. And the reason I wouldn't is because, since I did that quite early on, I got that technique, I've now developed the pastel pencil to the point where nothing can really touch it from in my view. It just answers every question, particularly as we bought in pastel matte, and that was a great innovation, because it gives you the opportunity to put in light over dark, which we could never do really successfully. So I wouldn't do it now, but this lady's case, where she's, I take it's a lady, is it? Well, anyway, we don't know. But anyway, it's not so easy to decipher names, foreign names, is it? But anyway, I would say that in this case, if you're getting to that point, well, then I would say, look through our hundreds and hundreds of pictures and see something that maybe takes your fancy. But certainly as far as animals are concerned, I've seen a few watercolour animals and I'm not really very impressed with them, to be honest. So if you're going to go to something different, if you want to do an animal, then I would say you've got to go to pastel pencil.
Okay. Okay, great. Thank you, Sajanith, for that comment. And for everyone else, Francesca, Laura, thank you so much for your comments and emails. Keep them coming in. If you have anything that you'd like us to answer or talk about, or for Dad to talk about, then just get in touch with us through the many avenues of which we are online. Great. Okay. Well, we'll leave it there for this week. Another talking episode. Next week, we'll make a point to show off some of your newer artwork, Dad, and we can talk about that. Still keep those questions and emails coming in. It gives us lots to talk about and fuels this podcast. So thank you for that. Excellent. Okay. Thanks, Dad.
That's all right. My pleasure.
And thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. I'm Stephen Bradley.
And I'm Colin Bradley. Enjoy
your week.